everyone, everywhere, my man means Fanny Bryce. Ever since she first sang that song on this same stage for Flo Ziegfeld long before radio, Miss Bryce has been a headliner in the theaters of all the world. Broadway and Main Street alike love and respect her. Not only as an entertainer of surpassing excellence, but as a woman of great personal charm and warm human qualities. I'm delighted to welcome her back to the old stage and to introduce her to a new audience, Fanny Bryce. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Bryce, like Mr. Hamden, is here tonight in the interest of serious drama. She wants to do something for art. And since her slightest wish is law on this stage, we present Miss Fanny Bryce and company in the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet, with the permission of the author, a Mr. Shakespeare.
Yo-ho, Juliet!
Yo-ho, Romeo!
Ah, my fair beloved one, my darling Juliet. How gorgeous you're looking up on the balcony.
Romeo, you like me in the balcony?
What a question.
I notice this especially when you take me to a show. You like me in the balcony.
What are you talking? Didn't I take you to a good dance last night at my cousin Benvolio's house?
Yes, Romeo. You danced divinely. All day today I was by the chiropodist.
So that's where you are, Juliet. I'm afraid you're betraying me, sweetheart. How do I know he's a chiropodist?
I can prove it to you, Romeo. Every time I says to the doctor, maybe I got the measles, so he says chirop. So no matter what I ask him, he says chirop. So I think he's a chiropodist.
This couldn't go on no longer. I must never let you out of my sight again, my darling. All last night I was thinking this. I was muttering.
You was muttering, Romeo? In your sleep, you was muttering?
No, darling, in a mutter car, I was muttering. Oh, Juliet, I'm crazy for you. What should I do that you should be mine?
Just climb up the ladder.
All right, darling. All right. I'll come up, but hold on tight.
Listen, Romeo, I don't know if you love me for myself alone or just to get even with my parents.
Oh, darling. Oh, you're fairer than the moon what shines. You're sweeter than the stars that sing. For heaven's sakes, hold the ladder.
You gotta be careful, Romeo. You know, my father's cousin, sister-in-law, has a brother, and did he have an accident? A goiter on the neck.
Ay, a goiter. You mean one from them lumps where it swells up on the throat a growth, huh?
No. He was passing a place where they was putting up a building, and one from those steel beams came loose. You know, a goiter. It fell down, so he had a goiter on the neck.
Julie?
What is it, Capulet, my father?
Come in. My friend Pistachio is here, and we got to talk about your marriage with him.
What, father? Are you giving me away like this in public?
No, I'm selling you privately.
I never talk of anyone in their right mind. Could ever treat another human and kind. A thing just sneak away and leave or not behind. Is that a human thing but do? Always thought that you're such a heart of gold. But after I was sold and detailed, you fold. A thing you let your kisses turn from hot. Is that a human thing? A cuckoo!
To add insult to injury, at 10 a.m. each day, from station BUMM, they turn loose Baby May.
I never thought of anyone in here like mine. I have a teen on that a human tell one kind. Then you sneak away and leave enough behind. And I'm a human thing, do
popular tune. Your days are numbered while those gentlemen croon. Your song and whistle from New York to Hong Kong, but it isn't for long. Oh, little popular song.
Sunshine lies in her eyes, so demurely cast down. That stray so charmingly, rosebud lips that tempt alarmingly, hoops that sway seem to say, you keep my lover away. When she walks and she talks with the blades of the town, love at her mama wears a terrible frown. Though Papa may glance at me killing me, I would steal.